Okay, good morning. Good morning, everyone. 20 years ago, Parshas B'Shalach, Rav Lichtenstein delivered the following sikha, short summary of the sikha. On the Gemara in Sanhedrin, ironically, on Dat Tzadik Dalet, is a little bit critical of Am Yisrael for the shir at the Yom Suf. We look at the shir of the Yom Suf as such a spectacle, an epic moment. Am Yisrael bursts forth in praise and poetry, especially in contrast to the fact they had been silent until that point. This is such an awakening, a national awakening. But yet the Gemara is critical, and it's critical of Chizkiyah. Also, Chizkiyah didn't say Shira after the Yerushalayim was spared. Sancheriv had encircled Yerushalayim. So what could possibly be flawed about Am Yisrael Shira? So Rav Lichtenstein's basic point was as follows. But before I describe his point, I want to give you a little bit of background of how this reflected Rav Lichtenstein's educational model. Rav Aaron, first of all, set very high bars for us, standards that were very aspirational, that we are not necessarily sure we could always reach, but sometimes the higher the bar, and this is autobiographical, when we looked at Rav Lichtenstein and the type of life he led, or the messages he gave us, they were very demanding. And I'll describe some of these messages in this sikha, but it did raise expectation level, work, striving for something, even though you knew you couldn't reach it necessarily in the immediate sense. Second of all, Rav Lichtenstein, I think, grounded Zionism. When we're back in this country and we feel that we're redeemed and we're in a new state, it could become very messianic, it could become very lopsided, it could become very giddy. And Rav Lichtenstein and Rav Amital, each in their own way, had a very grounded sense of what Reishis Michas Gula Seinu was. And part of that grounding was recognizing that there are new challenges of returning to Eretz Yisrael. There's a certain release phenomena where back in Eretz Yisrael, I call it the vacuum cleaner. Think about how much in your high schools you studied faith. How many hours were dedicated to faith and emunah? How many hours were dedicated to Gemara? How many hours were dedicated to Halacha? For some reason, we don't study Emunah that much anymore. One of the reasons, there are many reasons behind this, one of the reasons is because Israel has become this great vacuum cleaner. Whatever questions we have, well, we're back in our land, Mashiach's here, and we don't really have to struggle with issues, but they're real issues to struggle with. Anyway, so Rav Lichtenstein highlighted the fact that Am Yisrael's primary line, Ashir El Hashem Ki Ga'o Ga'ah, Sus V'rach V'ram V'ayam, this is actually Miriam repeats the line. We don't have much of Miriam's Shira, but she repeats this line, Ashir El Hashem Ki Ga'o Ga'ah. And the word ki, at least according to many interpretations, ki has four or five different meanings, is because he saved us. And Rav Aaron cited the danger of only thanking Hashem because he saves you at the Yam, because he tosses Pyro's steeds into the Yam, because he rescues you, because of their salvation. Rather than the ability to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all different phases of your life, when you're more successful, not when you're less successful, as the Gemara in Brachos says, Kishem Shemavarchim Alatov, Kach Mavarchim Alara. And Rav Aaron felt that this was a danger. We're back in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a tendency to be so thankful and grateful, as we should be, and excited and euphoric about all the triumphs we have, and to thank Hashem. But all of a sudden, when we're less triumphant and we struggle, it's harder to feel that praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a famous story about Rav Lichtenstein. It's a little bit different, but it's the same basic tone. Evidently, one of his children was ill in the hospital. I've told this story to some of the boys before. And it was a very touch-and-go situation. The entire family was in the waiting room saying Tehillim. And at a certain point, the doctor came out and gave the all-clear sign. Everyone started hugging and kissing and thank God. And for some reason, Rav Aaron wasn't there. So where's Rav Aaron Lichtenstein? One of the children noticed he's still in the corner saying Tehillim. So they went over and said, Abba, Abba, didn't you hear the news? So-and-so is cleared. He said, what, I should only say Tehillim to Hashem when I need him? I shouldn't say Tehillim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I feel gratitude? So it's a little bit of an inverse, but how can you create a steadiness in your relationship with Hashem? Now, what is this steadiness based on? What is this a chisaron in? If you're not able to praise Hashem when you're struggling, what is it a chisaron in? So Rav Aaron talked about a chisaron both in Yiras Shamayim and in Avas Hashem. I understand the first. I have a harder time with the latter, to be honest. Not that I have a harder time understanding it, I have a harder time implementing it. Yirat Shemayim doesn't mean you're afraid of Hashem. Yirat Shemayim means you understand you can't understand Hashem. He's beyond you. You can't grasp Him. So when something difficult happens to me in my life personally and I struggle, that's when my Yirat Shemayim kicks in. I know I don't understand Hashem. I can't make sense of it all. I better not try and certainly not come to a conclusion of disgust or disappointment because I just don't understand it. So I'm able to process struggle through Yirat Shemayim. But then Rav Aaron said it's also, and he quoted a Rambam, it's based on Avas Hashem. If you really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu that deeply, then frustration and disappointment, the lack of fulfilled expectations, don't get in the way of that love. Now I know what that is. I have enough love in my life that I know that there are certain things I love unconditionally. And even when those objects or people disappoint me, I still continue loving them. But honestly, it's really hard for me to generate that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm still working at that. But I remember the Sicha, and it just set the bar so high. How can I be the type of person that feels close to Hashem, independent of whatever treatment I receive? Not because ki ga'o ga'a, but ashira l'Hashem, unconditionally. Something to think about. You've had a lot of great successes the last couple months. I know it's frustrating to be in this situation. Something to work on, think about. Can you say the ratio of the pasuk, not to exclude the Sefer, but ashira l'Hashem, and be thankful, and sometimes, Kishem Shem Varchan Latov, Kach Mavarchan Malara. Have a good day, everyone. Good morning.